Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin misplays the ball. That's an error on Franklin. Johnson moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to third. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. Marchildon moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Gorsica moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Franklin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Johnson. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Harris moves all the way to home. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin is hit by the pitch. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorsica hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Gorsica reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorsica scores. Bloodworth moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Hal Wagner now catching. Roger Wolf now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jack Wilson now pitching. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Harris scores. One out. It's 7-6, Athletics. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franklin moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins is hit by the pitch. Hitchcock moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Hitchcock moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.